8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The Become a Nerd Tech Show. Nerd warning, listener discretion is advised.
Most nerds show a pronounced interest in subjects others find dull or boring or maybe too complex to understand.
The Become a Nerd Tech Show presents tips, news, and trends all in one place. Stay informed with your nerd and host, Derek Bullard.
Go, go, go.
Hi, my name is Derek Bullard, and this is Tech in the News for the week of January 20th, 2017. Well, Donald Trump has given up his personal smartphone just ahead of his inauguration, January 20th, 2017. The president-elect, who has caused endless controversy over recent months with tweets from his infamous @RealDonaldTrump Twitter account, has had the Android device replaced with a more secure handset. While the exact type of smartphone he will use as president is unclear, the New York Times described it as a secure, encrypted device approved by the Secret Service. It was announced that former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will act as a liaison between U.S. President Donald Trump and private sector companies regarding cybersecurity efforts. Giuliani will help set up meetings between Trump and company leaders to discuss their approaches to cybersecurity. In a recent press conference, Trump was quoted as saying that the U.S. government has the worst cybersecurity, and he promised to produce a hacking defense report. Well, Nintendo has finally announced the Nintendo Switch handheld gaming console, its long-awaited successor to the poorly received Wii 2. Jimmy Fallon was ecstatic when he had the opportunity to try it first on his show.
So can we get a drum roll?
If this is
one last surprise, this is it. Jimmy, are you ready?
No.
Are you ready?
Yeah, no, I'm freaking out. This is not the Switch.
This is the Nintendo Switch.
That's what I'm talking about.
No way!
Oh, I'm geeking out. I'm geeking out right now.
So this is the Nintendo Switch. So launching next March.
No, yeah, next March, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to be sharing more information on January 12th.
That's right.
But before then, we wanted to give you a special opportunity. So here, for the first time ever on TV, you're going to get to play a little bit of the Nintendo Switch.
This one's on, the Switch. I cannot wait for this because you'll see why it's called the Switch. I've watched the commercial online probably a million times. So yeah, I'm geeking out.
Get the full video on my Facebook page, DerekBullard.me. The $300 US Switch will hit the streets March 3rd. Those that purchase it will get the console, the two Joy-Con controllers, a Joy-Con grip, a set of Joy-Con wrist straps, a Nintendo Switch dock, and an HDMI cable and an AC adapter. The Switch has a 6.2-inch capacitive multi-touch screen and a kickstand. The Switch can be used as an independent handheld player. Battery life ranges from 2.5 to 6 hours. Up to 8 Switches can be connected over a local Wi-Fi network for multiplayer games. Nintendo likely will sell 4 million Switch units this year based on current estimates. Twitter has shut down its looping video app and social network Vine. The company had originally implied it would pull the Vine app from the app stores, but later said it would transition it to a new low-maintenance app called Vine Camera instead. Ahead of this, Vine's website and app were updated to allow you to export your Vines for posterity if you couldn't bear to lose them. Amazon has recently announced it will create more than 100,000 new jobs across the United States over the next 18 months, ranging from entry-level opportunities to positions for engineers and software developers. All will be full-time jobs with full benefits. Many of the jobs will be in new fulfillment centers currently under construction in Texas, California, Florida, New Jersey, and other states.
Cool gadgets of the week.
If you are in the market for a smartphone, the Samsung Galaxy S7 seems to be the best all-around phone out today. It's superior to the excellent Google Nexus 6P, Apple iPhone 6S, LG G5, and HTC 10. The only phone that could technically surpass it would be its twin, the larger, curvy Screen 7 Edge. But this one will set you back a few extra dollars. Now, sure, there are many potential worthy rivals out there, the iPhone 7, the next Nexus model, and the Galaxy Note 6, but none of them will be likely on the market for months to come. So, with its fast speed, good battery life, and excellent camera, for now, the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge remain the best phones money can buy. This has been Tech in the News with Derek Bullard. For more tips, tricks, articles, and so much more, visit my blog at www.derekbullard.me or look us up on Facebook. Look up derekbullard.me.